Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of Game Cabinet. This week, we're opening up the cabinet and we're pulling out our dice for our exciting conclusion to our little holiday one-shot.
I can't click mine. I only have one.
There's so many right here.
No, I know. There we go. I was going to try and do what George did, but it just is me rubbing my hands together maniacally.
Last time we were here on Game Cabinet, our hosts and co-hosts went on a small magical adventure to the realm of Fenborough, where they met Lady Sue Gadget and was escorted to her home after they helped her save some of her packages from becoming tattered in the snow, and were offered a job in response to, or in repayment for watching the kids.
Basically, hey, thanks for saving my packages. Oh, hey, also, since you're here, do you want to watch my children, strangers that I've met on the street?
Is it Is it too much that I couldn't help but think, my packages!
My packages!
No, okay. It's not too much at all. Right. That's where that was going if you guys didn't help.
Fair enough.
But you guys decided that you would help watch the kids. You have...
They're a delightful bunch of scamps.
Yeah, they were pretty well behaved for you guys the whole time. You guys did gingerbread houses, you did snowmen, you guys did a snowball fight. We didn't get around to decorating the tree. I meant to do a tree decoration bit, too.
That's okay. We stayed out far too long playing in the snow because Nox was delighted.
Yes, which was so much fun. Nox having their first experience with snow and the overly normal child Gwen, who made this weird metallic spider web like shield and kind of a form of copying Nox in their snowball fight,
Nox totally won the snowball fight.
Yep, Nox just totally ripped through the last kid on that. Poor kid. Rip.
Tara had a good time though. She was a good sport. She laughed about it.
And then you guys came inside, did your gingerbread houses, had some hot cocoa, where Nox was introduced to not flame broiling chocolate, but to like warming it up in a pot of milk and making hot cocoa.
All of this Christmas stuff is just so great to Nox. I'm just delighted.
And then you guys, with bellies full of warm milk and chocolate and treats, you guys got the kids settled down for bed. Nox went reading. Jim kind of explored some of the unique toys and gadgets that Sir Gadget makes himself, finding a delightful, high-powered...
Flubberball,
that's what we went with. Yeah, flubberball.
Flubberball.
and had slipped that into his pocket, and just as he finished doing that, you guys heard screams and roars from upstairs. Not overly excited for the first time that there's going to be a fight ahead of them, pulled their shield and mace out. I believe Jim pulled his staff of snake.
Yes.
What was the term you used?
Staff of the adder.
Thanks, staff of the adder, because apparently my brain didn't want to do that.
It's fine.
Pulled his staff
of
the adder.
I like staff of snake.
And both charged upstairs where they witnessed the child of these wizarding duo, the Gadgets.
His name is Jimothy.
Jimothy being shoved into a bag by a giant fluffy creature with horns and goat hooves.
Did you just describe Krampus as fluffy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always think he looks fluffy. Like, I would have been one of those kids he would have abducted, and I would have been like, well, at least you're soft and warm on the way.
As he beat you with sticks.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
I quickly go to retrieve my flubber ball and prepare my flicking position.
As you guys, and that is where we kind of come down to, you guys saw Krampus. Jim pulls out his flubber ball, begins to line up a flicking shot at Krampus as Krampus winds up one of his chains and wraps it around you.
Oh no.
And throws the end into his sack, and something on the other side begins to just pull you in with unnatural force.
Oh no.
And you are slurped into the bag.
Oh my god.
Krampus looks at you and begins to stalk towards Nox.
Nox just like squares off his feet, holds up his shield, and has his mace, and just says a little prayer to Vorn.
And as you do, Krampus brings down a wooden stick onto your dome.
Oh.
Lights out.
I don't even get a chance to block it with my shield. I'm sure I couldn't block Krampus's thing anyway.
And with that, you guys wake up the next morning.
Oh, no.
In bed.
Oh, no.
Wearing some nice, delightful pajamas that are warm, cozy, in a room that for some reason is oddly familiar and comforting with the designs laid within it. Roll me perception checks.
7.
That's a 6.
Oh.
Knox is kind of panicking. He's looking for his mace.
You guys look around, and all you see is each other. In your panic, all you notice is one person next to you, and you guys are just kind of freaking out.
Are
you
we?
Notice that it's Jim and Knox, and you guys are still very confused. Knox, you're a little extra confused.
Did we get dressed and put in the same bed?
Yeah, essentially, like, essentially next to each other in, like, twin beds that are kind of set next to each other. But you both notice something strange as the time begins to settle in. Knox is only about 1.5 feet tall. And you notice that Jimothy is maybe 5'2 at this point. How tall is Jimothy normally?
About 6 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
5'10.
So he's about 5'2 or so.
So Knox lost like 2 feet?
Yeah, and you notice that Jimothy, some of those harder lines that were on him from his venturing and the natural like tannery of his skin.
Are we chilling?
And has kind of faded away. Mm. And you notice you both feel a little younger. A little spryer, a little better about yourselves.
Knox is full-scale panicking, looking for his mace at this point. Full-scale panicking.
Oh, go ahead and roll me another perception check then. If you want to roll, or an investigation, go ahead and roll.
That's only an 11.
19!
19? You start looking around, and the first thing you two both happen to notice is the other children are on the floor, curled up in like sleeping bags with nice pillows on them. Kind of laying in a circle at the foot of these two beds you were stuffed in. Jim, you notice that on the wall next to the door are a bunch of wooden swords.
Hmm. Knox, look, there's swords.
No swords. Need mace.
Swords in the meantime? Till we find mace?
Not even good sword. Wood sword.
You're right.
But that's the only like weaponry you really find in the room.
I send my mage hand to grab one anyways. Does my mage hand still work?
Yeah, you reach out, you cast mage hand, and you see this slightly smaller form of mage hand as it kind of starts to extend out, and it grabs one of the one swords and kind of brings it back to you, and it sits in your hand as a sword, and it feels good. You feel a small vibration coming off of it.
Knox will go grab one of the swords, too. He's, like, real upset. He's looking for his mask and his mace, and nothing's anywhere.
As you think mace, your sword suddenly begins to wibble and wobble and kind of vibrate and begins to, like, this wooden sword begins to more or less melt in your hand. And as it does, it becomes a stick with a wooden Vorn's hand at the end of it.
Knox, like, sighs, and he's like, it's not the same, but I do.
Fair enough.
Cusses a little bit in Goblin.
All good?
Yeah. You're all good?
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to try and wake Gwen up.
I'm going to try to wake Gwen up?
Yeah, my little shield buddy.
You roll over to Gwen and you start shaking her. Jim, are you going to wake anybody at the same time?
Yeah.
You start kind of waking them up?
I'll have my mage hand go poke at Jimothy, and then I'll see if I can't wake the fish get up.
Wake up, Tyler. All right. You guys kind of begin to stir a couple of the kids. Jimothy wakes up kind of groggy and like starts kind of leaning up and sees your weird colored mage hand. But in his sleep, he kind of recognizes like you guys have been using it back like enough when you were around that he kind of recognizes the color pattern. And it like just has a weird kind of looks at it. And it's like, okay, I know at least Jim's here. But you see him just kind of wake up and he's like, I got to stretch his... Tyler, as you kind of wake him up, kind of takes on a slightly more defensive stance, just not like just seeing you over him, but not recognizing your facial features. Like he doesn't like come at you because he kind of recognizes your clothing, but he doesn't quite realize who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen, on the other hand, I need you to make me a reflex save.
I like this kid. No, that's a 4.
That's a 4?
That is a bad day.
As you wake up...
it was doing good earlier.
As you wake up Gwen, she gets startled by seeing a young goblin
in her
house.
100% fair.
Wherever she's sleeping, essentially.
Don't blame her. Does she kick me in the face?
No, out of reaction, she pulls up both of her sleeves and slaps them together. And as she does, this weird, like, metallic webbing that you saw her make the shield out of earlier swoops out and kind of encompasses you into like a little cocoon for a minute.
Nox goes, good reaction. Good. Yep. And stay safe.
And you can see her like start to kind of wake up and like start seeing, like, hears you kind of talking, gets big wide eyes, and it's like, oh my gosh, Nox, I'm so sorry. And like starts to kind of like pull, like, you can see that she's very adapt at pulling this off of people. Yeah. Like, she knows how this stuff works and starts kind of peeling it off of you. And it's like, I'm so sorry.
Nox is just like, why sorry? Didn't hurt, Nox. Good reaction. Thumbs up.
And then with kind of the commotion that's happening, Tara kind of starts to stir awake herself. And they're all kind of looking at you. And it's like, as you guys kind of take in the room, Jim looks up and he's like, why are we in my room? I thought we were in the family room.
Do we remember what happened?
You roll me. Make a roll for me.
I don't want to.
10.
No, it's a 5.
10. Jim, you have the vaguest memories of something grabbing you and pulling you into a bag.
I pat my pockets real quick to see if I have the bouncy ball still.
You do. It is in your like inside cloak pocket, essentially.
Okay. I'm immediately relieved.
We're wearing pajamas.
Yeah. Like you're wearing these little pajamas with like these little like almost blanket like cloaks on. It's nice and warm. It's pretty snuggly.
How many swords are there? How many wooden swords?
There is
enough for one for everyone.
There's 10 of them on the wall.
Oh, 10 of them?
There's 10 of them on the wall.
Okay. Nox is going to shrug and just be like, I don't know. But he is going to grab another one of the swords and see if, like, he thinks shield hard enough, if it'll turn into a shield.
And this, not what you're used to, but this small, like, round shield, after it wibbles, warps, and kind of melts again, it flays itself into a, like, thin disc and kind of a wooden shield.
Nox is just like, like training child.
But with that, you can see that the room is slightly weird in the fact that, like, the shadows are a little deeper. Some of the art is a little contorted. You can see, like, a pile of melted...
chocolate?
No. Candy canes.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was looking for. It's like
candy
on
canes.
It's, like, on the floor. And you can see that they're, like, half melted. Like, half... some of them, like, sucked on and then, like, put together. And, like, somebody was trying to build something out of a candy cane.
Ew. Gross.
Half-used candy canes.
That's unsanitary.
But what are you guys gonna do?
I mean, I feel like we should try and get the F out of here.
Not a bad plan.
None of this is according to any plans.
The kids all pick up an extra weapon other than Gwen. Gwen kind of just like pulls up her sleeves and notices that like this is the one thing that's stuck on her. And you get the feeling now that you see it a little more and more that they're not bracers. They're part of her skin.
It's fancy.
Yeah, like it's actually part of her that is, there's something attached to her, but
it's so
attached that it's like grafted on now. Like you're telling the difference, like looking down at your own wrist being like, well, my bracers are gone. You can kind of see that there isn't a raise to them. They're very much set into the skin, like it was grafted in somehow.
Or like a tattoo or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lean over to Jimothy and ask, hey, can Tyler's fish scales do anything fancy like that?
And he looks at you and goes, Tyler doesn't like to talk about it, so we don't push it on him, but that kid makes me look like a wimp.
Oh, wow.
Okay. He just like gives you a little like little wink, and he's like, yeah, his natural abilities are cool. Like, he like looks really hard for a word other than that, and he's like, I can't, no, they're just, that you look at him and just go, oh, cool.
Wow.
Tiny little baby Nox is gonna kind of like walk in front of everyone and be like, everyone know how fight? Yes?
And Tyler reaches over and grabs one of the wooden things, and he like looks at it and looks at you and goes, just thought?
Yep.
And as he says that, this massive two-pronged trident comes out of his hand.
Dude, I love this kid.
And he's like, and kind of gives it a couple jabs and goes, it's weird with so much gravity, but I think I should be fine.
Never count the fish kid out.
Never count the fish kid out.
Gwen, you know, kind of rubs her wrist and I've got this. And Tara reaches over and grabs one of them and it just becomes a stone club.
She's so scary.
And she just kind of looks at it and gives it a wiggle and I'm pretty used to this.
Good. Good, good, good.
Is there a door in some form of egress?
Yeah, you guys do see a door that leads out into a 10-foot hallway, essentially.
Just long, straight hallway, another door at the other end?
As you kind of peek out into the hallway, you kind of lean around, and you can see that the hallway goes for about 10, 15 feet. There's another door. There's three doors at the end, and then there is a staircase just before all the doors that lead downstairs, and you can't quite see what's downstairs.
Just as a, without really saying anything, I'm just going to go ahead and flick the flubber ball down the hallway and just see if anything happens.
I like it.
You flick your flubber ball down the hallway and it hits one of the doors and it's not quite latched all the way. So it kind of gives a clunk and pops open just a little bit. Yeah. Nice little opening up. And inside you can see what looks to be like half built army men, like toy soldiers and a couple stuffed mice that are all in soldier outfits that have been just torn asunder.
Ugh.
Hate that. Hate all that.
I'll go and retrieve my flubber ball.
I will go with you.
Your flubber ball more or less comes back to you with how bouncy it is. Roll me a save and see if you can catch it though.
Five.
It takes you a good minute. It's kind of this funny, like you're all real quiet, like getting ready, and he like sits out and thump, and you hear this small thump, and thump, 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 thump.
Yep.
Jim is just sitting there like
a cat.
We're all like, super tense, and then it like after a minute, we're all just kind of like,
Yeah, the tensity kind of leaves, and he finally catches it.
Very proud of myself.
I got it, guys.
It's like it's like the Lord of the Rings when he knocks the helmet down the well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot like that, except for he catches it and stops it in the end. Tyler looks at you guys for a minute and 1 minute before we go out. And you see him kind of grab a hold of the trident and he starts breathing really heavily. Like, to the point you guys kind of get to the point you're about to be like, hey, buddy, like,
are
don't.
Are you having a panic attack? Buddy?
Yeah, and right as he's about there, he goes, huh? And his body just goes out unconscious.
Huh.
And you suddenly see out of that lift up Tyler with his body on the floor, but his spirit seems to kind of rise up. And he kind of flexes for a minute, and he's like, he kind of looks out and he's like, the wall was that way, right, guys? Like, he can see you, but he's obviously having a hard time telling what all the directions are.
Nox is going to point and be like to the doorway and be like, door?
He's like, which way led down the hall?
Nox is going to point.
And he's like, okay.
And like, try and give him directions.
And you see him like float over to one of the walls, like where the wall would be, and he kind of just keeps going for a second and like looks around, and then he pulls back and he goes, guys, there's presents downstairs. Like, we have presents. And you can see him like suddenly his body and he kind of hops up with his trident and he's like, guys, I don't know what all this is about, but we got presents downstairs. Like, there's gifts for us.
Nox, head hurt. Anyone remember what happened last night?
Bad. It ended bad. I don't think this is where we're supposed to be, but we could go check out the presents since we got no other leads.
All right.
Well, maybe we caught Santa last night and this is like some sort of like reward. Like, he's given us like extra presents for being so good and like catching him.
I mean,
sorry. Who's Santa?
Oh, Nox, you have so much to learn. And they, like, all start swarming you and start, like, telling different tales of Santa Claus and, like, where his origins are from, what he's about, what he does. Like,
Nox comes away with it with the knowledge of just he's a reverse thief. That's all Nox has.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. He's just a good guy.
Okay, so I guess we're going to go downstairs and look at the presents.
Yeah, I mean, cautiously.
Well, I mean, I feel like you're the only one who is cautious. Nox is freaking out because his stuff is gone, which makes him immediately suspicious. But, like, also, maybe that hot chocolate just hit different. Yeah, he's gotten drunk before. It's
Gwen comes up to you and is like, maybe our stuff is in the presents? Maybe he made them better.
Downstairs, right?
Mace. Yeah. Nox kind of just, like, as we're walking, Nox is just like, Mace already best.
I try and comfort Nox and be like, I'm sure we'll find your mace. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Gift from Vorn.
I'm sure Vorn is taking care of it.
You all make your way downstairs.
Nox is extremely not in the Christmas spirit right now.
Mm-hmm. And you see this massive, huge Christmas tree done to the nines. Lights, garland, all kinds of different ornaments. Just the most vibrant Christmas thing you've ever seen. And below it are these beautifully packaged little presents. And you guys can see on them, one for everybody has a name on them for everybody.
Including Jim and Nox?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Four have name tags on them.
Is it confusing because it says Jimothy and Jimothy?
No, it says Jimothy, WizKid, and Jimothy the Wizard, Jimothy the Sorcerer.
There you
okay.
go.
Yep. Okay. Okay. I was just making sure that it was, you know.
No, it's fair.
How do these people know who we are?
Having seen...
Maybe, what was the lady's name?
Lady Gadget?
Yeah. Yeah. Nox goes, maybe Lady Gadget give gifts?
Jim's pretty aware of the idea of Santa Claus. So this gives off a very Santa vibe to you.
Okay.
Like, as far as just seeing presents so nicely done, something so far to the nines for Christmas, you get this. You're like, okay, maybe the kids aren't wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I send my mage hand out, start pulling it, and was there a bow? Okay, I'm gonna pull at the bow on the one that says my name.
As you pull at the bow, it undoes itself in a nice little of ribbon, and it falls perfectly down into four little strips.
Mm-hmm. Anything in it?
You open it up, and inside is a little cat.
A kitty? Like
a little cat figurine.
Oh, okay.
You were so excited. Cat!
And it's pleated. It's almost like cat taxidermy. Like, it feels and looks like a cat, and it's just this cute little, almost plushie-esque thing, but feels more realistic than plushie.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Nox is gonna just, like, full-on, like, three-year-old just tear. He doesn't know how to open presents like a proper person, so he's just gonna kind of like...
Inside is a tiny little ball about the size of a tennis ball.
Okay.
And as you begin to inspect it, it is a head of Vorn.
Aww! This is the best Christmas present ever!
The kids look at you guys like... And the kids at this point seeing you open yours don't even ask, just run up and start opening theirs. And they're all given toys and trinkets. One of them's given a tiny little train. One of them's given a toy soldier. One of them has one of the mice that you saw, like mouse plushies that wasn't ripped asunder. And just tiny little toys that they got.
Little tiny little cute little toys.
And then there's four presents left without name tags on them.
Probably shouldn't open gifts for other people.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it, Jim.
You're going to walk over and open it up?
Yeah, with the mage hand again, though.
Opening it with the mage hand?
Yeah.
As you pull on the ribbon, there is no pop this time.
Uh-oh.
Of ribbon.
Uh-oh.
Instead, there is a pop of eyes opening wide at you.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Go ahead and roll me initiative.
It's a mimic present. Oh, my God. 20. Not 20.
Oh, my God. It's a 6. This podcast sponsored by Serious Dice. No.
Though we're not saying no. Like, Serious Dice, if you're listening, That's not a no to you. That's just no, you haven't yet. We wouldn't be sad.
To be fair, all of my dice like to kill me when I'm a player. So this isn't saying one way or another that these are bad dice, because they're amazing dice.
Okay.
Jim, you're up first.
Hey, Jim.
Okay. I will. So this menacing present is now staring me down.
Staring you down. It's this pink and blue polka dotted wrapping paper.
I'm going to flick a flubber ball at it.
You're going to flick a flubber ball at it?
Flick a flubber ball.
Go ahead and flick a flubber ball at it for me.
Hoo-ah. Oh, that's a 2.
Oh, you flick your flubber ball at it and you catch just the tiniest piece of the ribbon. You can see it kind of flinch a little bit, but the flubber ball comes screaming back at you. You're ready for it now. You're getting a little more used to this. Catch it.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it doesn't look like anything happened to the present.
Oh, no.
With that, that present marches forward. Ka-thump, ka-thump.
Is it just hopping?
Yep, it's just kind of crinkling itself in and out. Kind of doing these weird, awkward hops.
Oh, I hate it.
It's going to try to take a bite out of you.
Oh, no.
It's an 8. It does not hit you. It goes in for a bite, and it thump right next to you. You are now engaged with this little mimic thing.
I make the mistake of, like, grabbing at it, which prevents it maybe from actually biting me, but now it's just, like, in my face, and I'm, like, kind of holding it back, kind of like an Evil Dead hand.
Wonderful.
I love it.
One of the other presents goes, and it's going to try to attack Tyler, actually.
You leave my fish boy alone!
It comes up, takes a giant chomp, and Tyler manages to, at the last second, like, swivel the back end of his trident and kind of give it a push to the side, seeing that it is better not to grab these things from Jim's example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With that, Nox.
Oh, wow. Huh. Those kids rolled bad. question, oh, wonderful narrator. How much of our spellcasting abilities are we able to access?
Yes.
Yes. Nox is going to cast Spirit Guardians.
Okay. All right. Describe your Spirit Guardians to us.
So this 15-foot radius blooms out around myself and Jim and the children, dealing damage to everything in the 15, any enemies within the 15-foot radius, and they all look like tiny little shield guardians punching things.
Nox, with a pure hatred, apparently, of mimic presence and seeing Jim be harassed, Tyler almost gotten pops Spirit Guardians. And as such, all these tiny little Vorns begin spiraling around and just beating the crap out of these presents. And you can watch them slowly start getting dented more and more and more.
Death by a thousand
Nox
punches.
Nox is like holding on to the little tiny head of Vorn during it, like just kind of like saying a little prayer, but like really angry. Like everything he's saying is in Goblin, and everyone in the room is pretty sure that it's all bad words.
The last two presents begin to kind of hop towards everybody, but just don't have enough to make it as they begin to just crumple into box and paper and mimic guts. Killing those two. Jim,
yes.
The one on you is definitely getting messed up. I'm pretty sure if you can just get this thing away from you, you should be able to... It'll probably be taken care of by these radial...
Little tiny Vorns.
Tiny little Vorns.
Okay, I'm going to attempt... drop kick it.
You're gonna drop kick it?
Yeah, but you know, like at a wall that's close so that it bounces off and I can just like get out from.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 6.
A 6?
Nice.
You struggle with this present. It's gonna get one last little nip at you before the spirit guard. It goes to nip at you and accidentally bites off its own ribbony tongue.
Oh, no.
And then a Vorn, a spiritual tiny Vorn, comes up, grabs the tongue, and beats it to death.
Oh, man.
That's a very Vorn thing to do.
He rolled a 1.
He rolled a 1.
And with that, you guys clear out all the present mimics.
Well, I can see why you like Vorn.
Vorn good.
Vorn very good.
Tell you all about Vorn sometime.
Please do.
As the last mimic dies, the lid of it pops off and lands on the floor. And it reads, "The way out is rapper sex lops."
Okay, is that rapper like a musician or rapper like wrapping paper?
R-A-P-E-R, so like a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Sex.
Yeah, I got that.
P-P.
And then lops is L-O-P-S.
I don't like that. You had way too much fun with that.
It's an anagram.
So
any of our viewers who are currently listening on our newest platform...
Reason.fm.
Yeah, Reason.fm. This is a great moment to leave us a comment on what you think this anagram is. We will be spoiling it here in a minute, but come on.
But hey, you want to make some guesses before the end of the episode? Do that thing.
Again, that is R-A-P-E-R space S-E-X space L-O-P-S. I will say this makes two words.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so can we can we roll a check to see if we...
You can roll me wisdom checks, essentially, to see if you guys get it. How long it takes you to figure it out.
If I was actually playing Nox, I would have such a better score to add to this. I've only got a 4, though.
13?
You get the first half of the anagram, which is polar.
Oh. I don't like it.
And then go ahead and roll me another round of checks to see if
you... We're just like...
I'm not going to make you guys actually decipher the
other. That's a 16 for Nox this time.
14.
You both figure it out that the second one is express.
Oh, jeez.
Or rapper sex flop. I really liked that was one of the things that my, like, I just picked the first random anagram generator, and that was, like, one of the top results for it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Polar Express.
As you guys say that out loud, Tyler holds up his gift. And on the bottom, on the plaque of his little train, it says, the Polar Express.
Tyler, you're a genius!
And he's like, "Does that mean this is the way out?" And he kind of like holds it out. And as he does so, Jimothy Wizkid sees the train and is like, "My father made a toy kind of like this. Let me see if it works the same way." He's like, "Now, you guys probably saw the train in my house. We just push the button on the front and it goes. So maybe this is some sort of similar thing that it'll show us the way out."
I don't have a better idea.
Yeah. Do your thing, man.
So he walks up and Tyler's kind of holding it two hands out, kind of like you're presenting like a chunk of wood to somebody, like you're presenting it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he walks up and he pushes the front little notch of the train. And as he does so, the train begins to expand.
Ooh, goody.
And then expands.
Uh-oh.
And then expands.
Uh-oh.
Tyler eventually has to set it down. And it continues getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I'm going to punch a hole in the wall.
You guys, roll me right. Make me a roll.
I don't want to. Oh, that's up. Just a 10.
Lucky seven.
You both go ahead and mark down one hit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
As the kids manage to jump up onto the train's sides, you guys are a little squished for a second, and then manage to, like, squirm your way up. As the house is ripped apart and bursts open, and you're kind of just in this negative void with endless train tracks behind and in front of you.
Hmm.
And you're in the coal cart of the Polar Express. Roll me one more check.
Oh, I don't want to.
8.
Ooh, that's a 16.
Jim, there's a lot of coal over here. It definitely reminds you of Christmas time, and you're kind of distracted by, like, I was a good kid this year, and I'm still getting coal. And you're just kind of getting the irony of it. Nox, on the other hand, sees that in the main compartment, the main engine room, there we go, there are 6, let me do my math, 6 anti-elves.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, is there only one door for them to exit to get to where we are?
Yes.
Do we have time for us? Does Nox have time to react to them being there?
Yeah.
Nox is going to put his... What is it called? It's the Guardian Spirit. It's not Spirit Guardians. It's Guardian Spirit right in front of the door. It's basically a giant, 10-foot-tall projection of Vorn that just stands in the doorway, and anything that runs through it is going to take damage.
Okay.
It's just going to stand there.
They are startled by this creature appearing before them.
And I'm go a ahead little startled.
And, go ahead and roll me initiative.
Nox is just going to be like, Vorn!
15.
Ooh, hey, that is a 1. I'm glad it was on initiative. Mm-hmm. I thought I got really excited for a second because it's the special character.
Oh.
But the 20's on the other side, so it's a 1.
We got this.
And then you got a 15, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a 1, Nox.
That's okay. I got the surprise round. It's fine.
He rolled a 1.
I rolled a 1. At least it was on initiative.
And with that, an anti-elf goes first. An anti-elf pulls out a awkwardly shaped, curved candy cane.
Of course he does.
With a string of frosting as he pulls out a little arrow.
Of course
it looks
does.
Like it has a suction cup at the end. And he pulls it out and he shoots at Nox. Nox?
Oh no.
He hits you.
Okay.
It suction cups to your head and then makes a loud pop.
Hate
as
that.
It makes a small explosion of confetti. But it does hurt you, and you're going to go ahead and mark down one
no,
hit.
Oh, no! Nox is not feeling good, guys.
Jim, that brings it to you, my good friend.
I see this little sneaky anti-elf cuss that just hit Nox, and I'm going to flick my flubber ball at it.
You're the most anti-wizard wizard that I've ever met.
Sorcerer, but yeah.
Sorcerer. Oh, that's fair. Sorcerers only have, like, 4 spell slots. It's fine.
this thing seems magic. I'm getting the hang of it.
All right, okay. go ahead and drop me that flubber ball.
Ooh, 19.
Ooh.
19? Go ahead and roll me one more check.
Ooh, 6.
6? You flick your flubber ball, and it goes right past the anti-elf.
Aw.
On the way back, it smacks it in the back of the head, snapping its neck forward and returning the ball to you.
Totally meant to do that.
He is not looking good, but he is still standing.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
I move to put myself between this anti-elf and Nox, and also the kids as much as possible.
I think the children should be
both.
Priority.
Both. Both.
I'm being protected by a sorcerer. This is the weirdest game I've ever played.
With that, another anti-elf goes, and he is going to take... So the next two are going to take bow shots, one at Jim and one at Tyler.
Oh, no, leave Tyler alone.
Jim, that's a hit for you.
No.
As the same thing that happened to Nod, it comes flying by, except for this time it hits you in the shoulder. And even though you don't have anything for it to really stick to, it seems to suction cup to you and then
right in the shoulder kidney.
The arrow that goes for Tyler, he definitely just steps aside and watches it blitz past him.
These kids would be fine without us.
I think you're right.
The other three come rushing out, though, with their melee swords drawn. They all take a hit.
Mm-hmm.
As they pass through your spirit guardian, as they come through the guardian, it reaches over and just kind of crump, crump, crump with its hand. Old school, like a giant smashing down on something small. Clobbers them a couple times, but they are going to take 2 attacks against Nod.
Okay.
Because they saw you cast this
spell.
They saw that you were the last one sticking their hands out.
It's fair.
And Jim will take 1 hit.
Oh. Oh, no.
2 of them swing at Nox, and Nox just ignores it, pinking it off your new wooden shield, swiping it to the side. Jim, on the other hand, goes to knock it out of the way, and they get you with with their little candy cane dagger in the kidney. Right in the squiggly splooch.
Squiggly splooch!
Right in my squiggly splooch kidney. I have migratory kidneys.
It's fine.
Nox, that makes it your turn.
That makes it. Aren't these children going to do anything? Okay.
They're children.
I asked them if they could fight.
Oh, you're right, you did.
They said they could. How many hits have you taken?
3.
Nox is gonna... I believe, is healing word a bonus action?
Yeah.
Nox is gonna bonus action healing word to get 1 hit point back for each of us. So that we're not gonna die so quickly, and then he will take a swing at one of the anti-elves with his little mace.
Your words are so soothing for a goblin.
Oh, that's a 17.
You stab this anti. You smack him in the face with Yeah, so how your new clubs come out, it's Vorn's fist, and across all of his knuckles are spikes.
Oh, nice.
And you manage to just jab those spikes right into its head. Nice. And as you kind of stir and pull out, liquid gumdrop comes out. Falls over dead.
Ah, weird.
And with that, the children go.
Yay! Save us, small children.
Gwen, being the only one who manages to accomplish anything.
That doesn't surprise me.
The second anti-elf that was on you, she pulls back and flicks her wrist, and as she does, this thread of silver comes spooling out and wraps around one of the anti-elf's necks, and she just pulls with all of her might. And as she does, it kind of just...
These children are terrifying.
And as that happens, Figgy Pudding comes pouring out of its throat, and it falls over dead.
Is it actually Figgy Pudding?
One way to find out.
I'm a goblin. Don't tempt me.
With that, one of the archers is going to go. And this time, they're going to look at Gwen because she just ripped one of his fellow friends' heads off.
How dare they? Oh, no. Did he hit my child?
And Gwen takes one shot.
Oh, no.
Little confetti arrow comes in, sticks onto her chest, and just... She... doesn't look too good. It looks like took quite a bit out of her, but she's still standing and still around.
Oh no.
This is with bad. That, Jim, it comes to you.
There's okay. Two elves left.
I suddenly remember that I can cast magic and shoot a firebolt at one of them. at the one that just shot Gwen.
Go ahead and roll.
Suddenly Ooh. Just remembered.
I really expected when I introduced this room for him to just look at me and be like, and fireball?
19 on the firebolt.
Nice.
19 on the firebolt?
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and roll me another hit here.
Oh, 16.
16. You fire your firebolt, and it creens through the first one, who liquid gumdrop comes pouring out
Again.
Of its face, and it ricochets off of one of the... bits of the furnace and goes through another one, ripping off his dome.
Oh, wow.
And more Figgy Pudding comes spraying out all over, mixed with a liquid candy cane.
It's a Christmas
and
miracle.
And you've managed to kill two of them.
Nice.
Rad.
Hey, we should check on that Figgy Pudding later.
We should. Is that all of them?
Nope, there's two more.
Oh, gosh, I thought there was only four.
Nope, there were six.
I did not count right.
One more archer takes a shot, this time at Jim,
no.
being terrified of what he just saw. Oh, that was almost a 20.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
But instead, it's a 2! It misses by a mile.
Oh, gosh.
And with that, Nox.
So there's two more archers?
There's one more archer and one more wielder
guy.
Who was coming after Jim.
I'm gonna go after the guy with the sword.
With the sword?
The sword. It's a 12.
It's a 12?
It's a 12.
You come running up to it, and you smack it with your mace hard enough it smacks it back into your spirit guardian, and the figure of Vorn turns and with a backhand splatters the anti-elf all across the place.
Oh,
this
Vorn.
Time, stuffing just going everywhere like it was a plush.
That's exactly what Nox is going to do, too. He's just going to be like,
Nice.
That leaves it to him. Jim, there's one left, and he's kind of trying to come after you.
Oh, no.
Get him.
Really?
Yep.
Them kids not going to do nothing?
So, is he? How close is he?
He's still in the compartment, so he's a good 10, 15 feet off from him.
Oh, okay. I do a trick shot with the flubber ball. Like off of the rim of like the encasing, you know, like whatever is between us, off of the roof, so it kind of hits him on the head.
All
with
right.
17.
You lean down to your little floor ball and you're like, all right, buddy, we got this. Roll me a perception check.
Oh no.
12.
As you say that, you notice this little entity takes form within the ball. And
it's like real flubber.
And
real
brings flubber. Up a good thumbs up to you. And as you flick it, you can see as the ball hits part of the top portion of the ceiling to the engine room. Jesus. You can see just for a split second this micro hand push down and make sure that it's redirected right into the top of this anti-elf. And it's just... and out comes... And out from the top of it, one hard, Candy cane comes spiraling out of it and flops to the side as it leans over dead.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
You drilled the candy cane out of it.
Oh my god.
Merkard.
And with that, you guys start up your train. And as it chugs along, you can see the end, you can see a tunnelway begin to take form.
Oh no, we're gonna have to fight Krampus.
And that's when you hear.
Yep.
Don't like it.
And then a yowling of a cat as across from over top the tunnel comes down Yule Cat.
Oh, goody, Yule Cat. Hey, you got a cat as a Christmas present.
I did.
You did. Roll me perception checks.
He rolled a one.
That was a 7.
You see Yule Cat, and it is Yule Cat.
It is a cat.
It's a cat, and it's hanging out.
A large
giant
cat.
And it doesn't look happy with you guys.
Well, luckily my little Vorn guy's still there, but, you know.
It's a giant Yule Cat.
I mean, he's a 10-foot tall Vorn. But he's stationary, so he can't actually fight the Yule Cat. He just stands there and punches stuff when it gets too close. Everybody into the engine compartment!
Jim, you have the first action.
I get out my cat plushie taxidermy thing, and I quickly compare them to see if they look like they're the same cat, but in different form.
Roll me a perception check.
10.
That's enough with your using your figure, actually. You notice that on your figurine that, yes, it looks almost exactly like your cat, except for you notice that there is a collar that is super, super tight on your figurine.
Hmm.
That looks like it has reversed spikes, so that they're not spiking out, but
in. Oh, that's terrible. I don't like that. Can I take that off of the cat figurine and be like, look, it looks like you and I'm helping it.
Make me a little roll for it.
No, that's an 8.
That's an 8. You fiddle with the lock for the locking mechanism on the collar and can't quite get it. But Nox, roll me a perception check. You're a little too focused on getting to notice.
Oh, that's a 20.
Oh.
Yeah.
You notice, you can actually now see.
Heckin' perceptive.
That as you're paying attention to the Yule Cat and him kind of focusing on doing this, you can see a part of the collar lift up on Yule Cat. And you can hear the jingling of like somebody ruffling with it. Like you can hear the kind of the similar sounds echoing off of it.
Oh, no. This is a moral dilemma.
And with that, Yule Cat is going to take a swipe at you guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yule Cat totally misses.
Nice.
Okay.
Yule Cat rolls a 6 and just whiffs right over the top of the engine, but you can feel the breeze coming off of the mighty paw. Oh, Nox?
No. With my 20, would that be enough for me to figure out if Yule Cat is being, like, controlled by someone, or if we can control Yule Cat?
Being a goblin from Cholt, you've seen some shit.
I've seen a lot.
You get the idea that this is not a voluntary thing of Yule Cat.
Okay, Nox is going to think really hard again and see if he can turn his mace into a... Or actually, you said he has big spikes on the end of it,
yeah.
Right? Nox is going to go help Jim and see if he can't get one of the spikes to pop the collar off of Yule Cat.
Okay, go ahead and have both of you make me a roll. And if you're combined...
Oh, that's a 20 again! Yes! Yes!
Excuse me. That's also a 20!
Yes!
Holy shit!
High
the
five.
Two of you, Jim, you're having a hard time with it. Nox comes over and kind of hands you part of the spike. And together you both almost instantly like... It clicks into you and you both like twist just right and it and off comes the collar and above you, you hear a giant
oh.
As a large sized collar falls off of Yule Cat and you can hear an instant loud purr out of Yule Cat.
Oh, I love it so much.
Yule Cat kind of looks down at you guys and sees you and all the children and kind of steps into the back of the train and begins to get a little smaller and smaller and smaller till she's about the size of a train cart.
Oh my gosh.
And then wraps up on top of one of the train carts and kind of looks at you like, can we go home now?
Nox is going to like hop over to the train cart that she's in and just give her like good chin scritches, like with his tiny little goblin hands.
Even at this size, like with your reduced size and even with its reduced size.
Yeah, no.
It's like large. Scratching your cat with the tip of a pencil.
Yeah. Nox is trying, though.
Just this time. But you can tell Yule Cat's into it.
All right.
And all the rest of the kids kind of come over once you've done that and, like, kind of get the sense the fight's over with it and comes up. And, like, they all start, like, getting with the little scritches where they can, like, little paw scritches. One of them plays with her with its beans for a while.
We got a magic cat. Okay. But then what happens?
Yule Cat lets out a massive yowl.
Oh, no.
And the doorway you guys were going through takes shape. And you can see the family room that you left originally. And the Polar Express begins to plow into this almost glass-like structure of this mouth, this cave opening. And you all go unconscious.
Oh no, we're unconscious again.
Oh.
You wake up a few moments later. And it's only been about an hour or so that you've all been out. The parents are just returning home. You have all your equipment. All the children are sleeping softly in their beds. It's as if it was all a dream.
Like
it was all a dream. Do I still have my little tennis ball head of Vorn?
You do.
Do I still have my cat?
You do. And your cat is now no longer a stuffed taxidermy cat.
You have a Yule Cat.
You have a child Yule Cat.
Oh my god.
And with that, I would like to thank everybody for joining us for this week on our minor Yuletide terror bit.
Oh, we didn't even have to fight Krampus. Oh my god, this was so nice.
We'll finish next year.
Oh my god, I'm not looking forward to next Christmas.
Done yet.
Oh no.
This was great, Drew. Thank you so much for running this game.
Thanks for letting me throw a random bunch of crap at you and have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Those elves exploding into figgy pudding. Was not expecting that, but 10 out of 10. Had we been playing a real game, Nox would have tried to take their teeth, but I didn't think we had time, so.
But I hope that all of you had a wonderful time listening to us sit here, be goobs, and enjoy a little bit of holiday fun. Yeah. You heard me say things like will checks and dex checks, and none of those were real. We were just doing kind of a free-form dice thing. This is something you can super easily do with your family this holidays while you guys are sitting around waiting for dinner to finish. You've just finished up pulling out, you know, doing presents and stuff. Maybe you want to sit around and have a small little campaign kind of like this. It doesn't take a whole lot. I think I put most of this together this afternoon.
Yeah, it's super easy. It's all based on a d20 roll. You have your skill checks set for 10 or 12, and it's just a dice roll. You roll above a 10. Hey, good job, you succeeded. You roll below a 10. Too bad you failed.
Yep. A few things were 12s, like the anti-elves had an AC of 12, essentially. and I think I gave you guys an AC of like 15.
Yeah.
Super simple.
AC stands for armor class.
Yeah, I gave them 4 hit points, but something super simple like that, you can be like 5 hit points, you know, you don't even have to do combat. Like, I almost didn't do combat. I thought about just doing a bunch of little puzzles and stuff like that, but I figured
it's fun to fight sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially with my stupid cleric. He likes to hit things. It's good. He's not stupid. I love him.
I'm just really glad I found that flubber ball.
Dude,
that flubber ball was so great. I love that so much.
And you've kept that too. But the fact that you almost like Greg on the one shot that you guys did, the fact that you like looked right at the toy, whereas he was like, can I just pull off its tag to the mattress dragon? I love that you were almost like, well, does mine match it? Like, yeah. That was awesome. I was expecting that to take an extra minute or to have to fight Yule Cat for a while.
Mm. I was having such a crisis too, because I was like, okay, this collar does something, so we're either supposed to use it to control Yule Cat to make it not fight us, or we're supposed to set it free, and either option is going to be bad if we don't do the right one.
Yep.
So yep. I'm glad that I rolled a 20.
And I'm glad I backed up your 20 with another 20.
That was amazing. That double was so 20s cool. For the final roll of the night. I love it.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us here this week on Game Cabinet. We're going to go ahead and put away our dice. We're going to go ahead and close the cabinet and call it a week. And we will see you folks. Oh my goodness, after this, it'll be the new year, huh?
This might actually air in the new year, depending on how things go.
Well, we'll do our New Year's episode next time we're on. We'll talk about all of our holiday jams, all the things we did through it. We did a little early recording for you guys so that we can be a little easier on ourselves.
We hope that y'all had a wonderful holiday season, from Thanksgiving to whatever Yuletide celebrations you have, whatever New Year's celebrations you have. We hope it just went great and that it was everything you hoped it would be.
Yeah, indeed.
And we'll catch you guys next time.
Okay, bye.
You've been listening to The Game Cabinet at the AU Radio Podcast Network. If you're interested in any of the titles from today's episode, you can check out the link tree in the description to visit Adventures Underground at their online store to browse the selections or inquire about special orders. If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/ADV Underground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground, copyright 2018, all rights reserved.